This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, joining us right now on the River Islands guest line is a member of that title team back in 2015, which will be honored Tuesday night when Charlotte is in town. Andre Iguodala's jersey will be retired Sunday with Dallas in town. And our next guest is going to be there for both of them, and that is former Warrior Brandon Rush. Brandon, thank you for coming on the show. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Oh, we're doing fine, man. What does this mean to you? And sort of what Dibs was just talking about. Like, dude, it's been a decade. Can you believe that?
It's unbelievable to think that it's been 10 years since we won that. And I mean, you can't just sound that right now. You're like thinking back, like, golly, that time has just passed by so fast. And then now it's coming up on 10 years. It's just amazing how time flies.
Right. And I'm just sitting here with my partner, Mark, and I was about three different shows back when this all went down. And for you personally, it had to be quite a journey because you're a Warrior and you suffered that absolutely catastrophic injury. I happened to be in the arena that night and all of our hearts dropped. And then you end up getting traded for Andre Iguodala, and then you go to Utah, but then the next season you come back. What was it like for you individually to be here, get dealt, come back, and then be a part of a title team?
Well, for me, it was up and down because of the roller coaster we had my first year there in 11. We didn't have a good season. I think Steph was hurt majority of the time. And then they hired that was the second year of Mark Jackson. I get hurt the second game of the season, out for the season. Then I get traded, like you said. It was just a blessing, just to be able to come back. I certainly put my imprint on the team as far as, like, the management and whatnot and coaching staff, that they loved me, having me around in the locker room, having me around the guys. So that was the main reason why they thought it would be a great idea to bring me back. And it's just like I just said, it has been a blessing to be a part of that team. And then following up from winning that championship to going down in history as the winningest team in NBA history. So it is, it's just a blessing to have.
Brandon Rush with us here on Willard and Dibs. Brandon, what are you looking forward to most for Tuesday night?
You know, I'm looking forward to mainly the Sunday when Andre's getting his jersey retired. I think that's a big deal, especially the things he has done for the organization and that 2015 team when he won Finals MVP. So I'm looking forward to Iggy and then on to that ceremony where they honor us, that 2015 team.
Yeah, and what a season that was and what a run. And can you take us back to the Memphis series where Memphis takes you 99-89 in game three and it looks like the Grizzlies might be too much, and famously, you guys all went to barbecue or you decided to stop guarding certain players on Memphis. What was it like in that series where you were able to flip the script on the Grizzlies and then go on to win the title?
Yeah, that just came from this hard work. This hard work is putting in the effort of guys locking in and honing in what the guys' weaknesses are and their strengths were. And we had a good coach. We had a great coaching staff, and then you was blessed with having Steph Curry on the team to make it happen.
Brandon, let's talk about that early Steph Curry career. When did you have an indication that we were dealing with a different kind of a player?
I would say around his third season is he made a little jump, but he was so inconsistent with his games because he's dealing with a lot of injuries here and there. But then after the ankle injury, and I want to say 2012 or 2011, went around those times, he was able to take his game up to the next level. I mean, pretty much changed the game of how we played it, how it's played today. Everybody shoot threes because that's how Golden State played. Everybody played small ball because that's how Golden State was so successful. So stuff really, really changed the game in my mind these last 15 years.
And how important was Andre Iguodala for that team to be able to play the way that they did? Because when he came in and what he brought defensively and his ability to ball handle, was he a big key into you guys being able to play small like that?
Yes, he was a huge key. And then having Draymond, too. So you can't leave out Draymond. Draymond being able to guard big guys, the big fives, and put him in a center position at 6'4", 6'5", however tall Draymond is. And then you have a ball maker, a playmaker like Andre, is able to roam around with his great hands. He's got some of the best hands I've ever seen in my life. Getting his hands on the ball, stripping the balls, or getting deflections like that. So having Andre was really big for us going down the stretch.
Brandon, I'm going to circle back to my previous question, because with regard to when you knew that something was different with Steph, and you kind of mentioned the third year, I wonder, though, now if you can reflect. We're not just talking about a different player. We've now arrived at a time where most basketball fans look at this player and go, this is a top 10 player ever. And so I wonder, what's your reflection on that? Like, did you see that as a possibility at all when you were together?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't think he was going to be, I'm just going to go back to where we played in college. We played him in the Elite Eight in 2008. And I didn't think I know he was good. He was able to score the ball, but I didn't think he was going to be able to change the game like he has over the last few years. And then it just came with confidence. Like, Coach Kerr put all his confidence in the kid, and then him being able to shoot the ball the way he does is only translated to win a basketball, because you put the right pieces around, like bringing in Draymond, bringing in Clay. Like, you have all these right pieces around him, and that's what made this team so successful.
And Steve Kerr obviously has played a huge role in that, and I know that you started with Mark Jackson, and he laid the groundwork and the blueprint for the defense, especially for this team. But when Steve came in that first year and you guys won the title, what was it like to play for Steve when he was a rookie head coach?
For me personally, it wasn't the greatest, because I was still dealing with an ACL injury. But as far as like having him as a head coach and how he, like a real player's coach that understand the levels of ball movement and how to get open shots without jibbing the ball crazy. And, his whole philosophy of that, which he got from the San Antonio Spurs, There's that ball moving. Everybody's getting involved. And he was a thrill to play with. I mean, he's a genuine guy and a great coach at that.
Brandon, there are only a handful of you guys coming back Tuesday night. To what level are you still in touch with all the teammates from that squad?
So right now, I'm actually talking to Mo Spates. He's trying to set up a time to play golf while you're there, since it's going to be pretty nice. And I really can't have the time to with anybody else other than Holiday. Holiday's he's in Italy right now playing. And a couple other guys, we touched base. Ian Clark was there for All-Star Weekend, but he's going back to Australia to finish out the playoffs. So I didn't get any other guys I really am being in touch with.
Well, you know, Festus Ezeli now is a big-time media guy out here in the Bay Area.
I mean,
you get a chance to talk to Festus, or do you have to go through an agent to actually get to Festus now?
You got to write him on Instagram. You got to find a way to get in contact with him. He's kind of hard to like reach out to and like send a text to, because it takes forever to respond. But he's always on Instagram, so you can either send a message to him and get in contact that way.
Brandon Rush with us. So Brandon, speaking of covering this team, how much are you watching what's going on with this particular squad, and what's your thought on the acquisition of Jimmy Butler?
I think having Jimmy is huge, because you have that piece to where you can close out games other than relying on Steph to be Superman all the time. So having Jimmy to close out games now gives them the extra advantage on winning some of these games. And that's what's been happening the last few weeks before the Jimmy trades. They haven't been able to close the games. So now they have Jimmy, and I'm seeing like they're playing well. I haven't had a chance to watch too many of those games since he's been there. But he's playing well, and it seems like the guys like him, and they have been winning.
Yeah, obviously you made your way and you had your championship at Oracle over in Oakland, but now this is Chase Center in San Francisco. What are you expecting in terms of the reception from a fan base that now, 10 years removed from the first title, they're kind of growing expectations about titles, yet they got to have a lot of love for that first championship run?
Yeah, I think so. I think it would be a lot of love that would be shown, I guess, especially with Andre getting his jersey retired and having us there Tuesday to be honored. And I think it'll be a lot of love. So I think it's still a lot of fans from the Oakland side of where Oracle was, still big-time fans.
Brandon, what stands out to you more in your career, a college basketball championship or an NBA championship?
Oh, that's the tough one. I get that question all the time. I would say college, because this is one. I mean, you have one bad game and you done for the season. And NBA, you get seven chances. I mean, four out of seven chances to try to move on to the next round. So I would say college is probably the toughest.
Yeah, and I was at that game in San Antonio that night, and you guys were in real trouble. And you know, Memphis, I believe Douglas Roberts with a couple of missed free throws. Derrick Rose couldn't convert as well. And next thing you know, you guys hit a big three to force overtime. That was one of the real rescuing victory from the jaws of defeat games I've ever been to, Brandon.
It was definitely. Even if you look in some of our guys' faces, you would see that we just seemed defeated. Down 7 like 2 minutes ago, we're like, we don't have a chance here. I mean, we just blessed with those missed free throws and Mario making this miracle shot. And once I knew we got into overtime, I knew it was over, because we had all the momentum carrying.
Hey, Brandon, before you go, I know you mentioned that in a way you're almost looking forward to Sunday more than Tuesday. Give us an idea of what Andre Iguodala was like as a teammate.
Oh, he was a great teammate. I mean, he always had something smart to say, but all around, he was just a great teammate to be to play with, even be around outside of the court. I mean, he always trying to drop some knowledge, and he's always been great. So nothing bad to say about Andre at all.
Brandon, enjoy the heck out of both of these experiences, and thank you so much for hopping on with us for a few.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.